Dina Mamadas and Dina Nefachos. And, of course, this is a double topic. It's the question of how... it's really a triple topic. One is the universal question of when does somebody become a shame aid, and which dinim depend on that status. Number two, batul b'tzatzah batla kula, very specifically. And of course, the overlap is to an issue that we have discussed throughout the year, and there's still so much more to discuss about it, and that is the relationship between dina mamadas and dina nefashos, and whether the differences between them are all in the category of, you know, kind of technical hatzala, benoki v'tzadik, shavto edo, v'hapkin b'tzchuso, as we discussed. Even then, we've seen that there are two types, right? There is, you know, kind of, you know, a long shot, you know, throwing the dart, you know, at the target, hoping that, you know, there'll be some basis for exoneration. That, you know, a little bit is what we're talking about in terms of Rabbi Yossi, according to Rashi, you know, just to create, you know, other opportunities. Obviously, it has to be something to it, but if it's a Gzeres HaKasuv, the way Rashi describes it. And, of course, the more appealing category in terms of that first idea is the question of standards, as we've been discussing. You know, a two-man, a rove, you know, kind of being mitzamtzeim the maso matan, in terms of, you know, tilting it towards being mahapchim lischus, but it all belongs to one general category. In addition to that, there is connected, obviously, to the consequences of nefashos, but another big idea that we've seen throughout the year, and that is simply that the dinim of nefashos and mamonos, the dine Torah, mamonos and nefashos, are treated differently qualitatively, not just in terms of the pragmatic or even the standards of Skus and Chalva, but of course also related to that. But as we've discussed all year, you know, the idea of this being very focused, you know, Mitchil of Yad Sof, even the Maso Matan, and of all of its aspects on the Nidon, there not being a contest, you know, between Balei Dinim, but the fate of one individual and, you know, a very cataclysmic, you know, kind of a fate to be determined at that. And consequently, maybe, you know, a whole different standards in terms of, you know, things like Eda V'Edim V'Hasra. Remember that Eda V'Edim V'Hasra, just to, you know, kind of put this in framework also, when the Gemara says on Nunvam and Beis that, you know, Dinim B'nei Noach, Dinim Yisrael, Eda V'Edim V'Hasra is one of the Nafkamina. So as we've been discussing, you know, you could look at that, you know, also in different ways, and the most appealing way to look at it is that, you know, it isn't just a little more protection, but it's a different perspective on the, you know, adjudication, the judicial proceeding, the responsibility, you know, the breadth of, you know, the role of Dayanim in society. Again, the Torah part as opposed to the Shalma part, and therefore you're even sacrificing some efficiency and some deterrent, as we've been discussing, by having higher standards for Eid of the Eid and the Hasra. So the idea that that is a gap, you know, that distinguishes, you know, Dinin of Bnei Noach and Dinin of Yisrael, and that there's a similar gap, albeit for slightly different reasons, between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos, that here too, there, you know, are going to be different standards completely for purposes of protection, but also just even in characterizing the nature or the character of the Din Torah, that makes a lot of sense. So in light of that, the question that we've been dealing with, which is yesterday, we're talking about Rabbi Yossi's Shita against Rebbe, that we're Mechalek when it comes to Batla B'tzatzah and Batla Kula, between Dinei Mamonos and Dinei Nefashos. We discussed Rashi and the difficulties in Rashi. Tosis's question about Mishpat Echad, even though Tosis surely knows, and the Hekesh, that there are differences between Mamonos and Nefashos on the books. We gave the paradigm of the Tshuvas HaRashba Rambam discussion about, you know, Ki'isa, Kalesa, and Eni Odea, but there are numerous other examples of this. And then we, you know, ultimately we're trying to explain that according to what Bali Tosis are suggesting, is that the role of, or the category, the definition of Eidus and Mamonis and Nefashos are totally distinct. That in Mamonis, it's two Eid Echads, and it's very connected to Eid Echad B'Shvua, whereas in Nefashos, it's a Din Kat. Now, I did point out, I just want to add, that there was a certain irony in the two assumptions of Tosis yesterday. I stick by that completely. I think it's absolutely true. Namely, that the first assumption, which is that the Chiv Shvua is left intact in a case where there is Edesh Avatel Mitzasa Batla Kula in the two-man Kat, right, one of them is Pasul, the other one will be able to still be Mechayiv Shvua. That works better if you assume that there is some dissonance between Eid Echad B'Shvua and the role in Eidus. I mean, he wasn't pasled legabe that. Whereas the second assumption in Tosis, which is what's true about preserving Eid Echad B'Shvua relative to two Eidim in Mamon, is going to also be true in preserving two Eidim in Mamon, even though you've had a problem with the three-man kat. And that seems to be assuming an equation between Eid Echad B'Shvua and Eidus in Mamon. So I stick by it. I think it's an important and good ha'ara. If Tosis is convinced that the first is true, then that's all you need for him to, still be able to prove the second. But I also wanted to add one other wrinkle to this, and that is, you might think that the Chiyuv Shvua is not, just a pure mamon, or practically the equivalent of a chiyuv mamon. You might think that the chiyuv shvua is a chiyuv shvua, but you still might think that what's demonstrated by the fact that the Eid Echad is still standing is the fact that there's not a din of kat, there's a din of two Eid Echads, and that may also be sufficient to explain why, even when there are three Eid Echads, and now there are two Eid Echads. Okay. But either way, the point that we were trying to make in Tosis was that in Dine Mamonis, we're dealing with two Eid Echads, and in Dine Nefashos, we're dealing with a Kat. Surely, that affects not only Batla Mitzasa, Batla Kula, but is a perspective on this qualitative differentiation between Dine Mamonis and Dine Nefashos, broadly speaking. It works into this, other idea, not the level of protection so much, that was 1B as opposed to 1A even, but, point number two, which is that the whole way that we look at a Din Torah and Nefashos is qualitatively different than Din Mamonis, and therefore the level of Eidus that is required is a different Eidus, just like the level of Dayanus, if there are differences between a Sanhedri Katana and a Bezdin Shel Gibel, and they're different in the quality of who the Dayanim are and other procedural things. Maybe the whole nature of the Din Torah, the whole nature of what Dayan is and the nature of Psak is different. So then the level of evidence or the type of evidence is going to be important for that as well. So that's kind of where we are. And then we were just throwing out a couple of some of the issues that are connected with the status of Eid Echad B'Shvua, or Eid Echad in general, in Dine Mamonis, being contributing to the perspective that two Eidim is two Eid Echads, and for that we discussed numerous things already: the Rashi's understanding of the Havamin and the Maskana in Kiddushin, which you have to only pick up by being aware of it, or being careful in reading them, Samachem and Alf, Samachem and Beis, Mitoshe Nechalashav and Meshalem, the view of the Rambam and some of the other Rishonim in the Sugya of Naskid Rababa is also that, to deny an Eid Echad, you have to kind of savage his reputation. Again, I don't want to go into details now, but the Sugya of Naskid Rababa in Baal Masra, Lamed Aleph Rabbah, is a very challenging Sugya. Right, and all the Rishonim kind of scramble to try to explain, what the issue is, what the problem is. The case there is, somebody witnessed somebody else taking an object. Reuven took an object from Shimon. It was witnessed by Levi, and you know, Reuven says, I did that, you know. Shimon brings, you know, Levi to court, says, did you, you know, didn't you see what he did to me? Took my watch. And Reuven says, in chatvi v'didi, you know, chatvi. He says, yeah, I did. I took his watch. I took the watch that he was wearing, because it's my watch, and he took it from me. So that's a case that's called Basket or Baba, and that's the case the Gemara calls Mitoch Sheni Chalushava Mishalim. So all the Rishonim basically struggle to try to figure out why can't he be Nishba? Why can't he just be Nishba? You know, let him say, yeah, in Chatvi Vididi, Chatvi. Like, what's so terrible about that? Why is that a case that in Yachalishava? The Gemara says, he can't be Nishba. And since he can't be Nishba, so why can't he be Nishba? So some Rishonim are the opinion that, some of the Balitosis, that, you know, he's like a Muchsak Begazlan, because, you know, Kol Mashatakas Seodanam, Hareyu Shalo. If you take something from someone, you're a Muchsak Begazlan until we know otherwise, which is an interesting idea, even if you claim in Chatfi Vididi Chatfi. That's an interesting issue. But the Rashbam in Balvasra and the Rambam in Hilchos Toein, Perek Dalid, Halacha Ches, you know, has this triple formulation that I like to quote a lot. But the Rashbam already says in Balbasar too, they have a different take on why you can't take the Shvuah. They explain that the reason you can't take the Shvuah in that case, you can't say in Chatfi, Vididi Chatfi, is because if you have an Eid Echad and you want to neutralize him, meaning you want him not to be Mechayev Yumamon, so you've got to call him a liar. And if you don't call him a liar, then he's Mechayev Mamon. That's kind of what they say. That's an astonishing Kiddush. Again, the Rashbam said it and the Rambam said it, you know, independently. But, so what's the problem? The problem is, you know, for me to say in Chatfi, Vididi Chatfi, is not to deny what the Eid Echad says. The Eid Echad doesn't know. He just saw the act of Chatifa. And he doesn't know, you know, whose watch it was. For all he knows, the Nishba is telling the truth. Typically, in Eid Echad, Bishvua, when you take a Shvua, you call the Eid Echad a liar, right? The liar, the Eid Echad says, I know for a fact, you know, that that he's guilty. And then the Nishba says, you know, the Eid Echad is a liar, you don't have to aid him, and I'm Nishba, end of story. So that Chiddush of the Rambam and the Rashbam, that if you don't savage the reputation of the you know, it's like, again, one of the, like, you know, we've discussed many times, like, you know, you can't leave anybody standing here. You got to go for the jugular. You know, in other words, if you don't destroy him, Avigdor just went back today, but, you know, if you don't destroy the guy, then he's, you know, he's going to destroy you. What do you mean? He's only an Eid Echad. He can't destroy you. Why do you have to neutralize him completely? But if we take the view that basically an Eid Echad is Mechayev Mamon, even though you're Potter B'Shvua, but Eid Echad in Dinei Mamonis really has the koach, you know, Komokom Sheshayim Mechayevim Mamon, Eid Echad Mechayev Shvua, and that is not just a Chiyuv Shvua, it's really kind of a Ptur Mamon, or an alternative of Shvua Mamon. There are different ways to say it. And we're not learning Shvuas now, and we're not really learning Eid Echad now, so it's not important to go into details. But what I'm trying to show is that there is this wide debate across 10, 15, whatever it is, different issues about how to understand, you know, the role of Eid Echad. And one more second, if the more you understand Eid Echad in Dinei Mamonis as being, as having the koach of Chiyuv Mamon, the easier it is, not Mukhrach, because you can still say, you know, he's an Eid Echad, and, you know, as such, he can be Chayiv Mamon, or Chiyuv Shvuah is in the Parsha of Mamon, and still, when there are two, then he leaps, you know, into a different qualitative category, and we'll see this in a moment. That might be the pshat in Rebbe, and there's a din of kat. It's not, these things are not mutually exclusive. But the idea that you could also say that Eid Echad Gabe Shvua is just Shvua, and it's closer to Eid Echad than Bisurim than to Mamon. But when you get two of them, you know, then two Eid Echads, you know, they make the jump. So it's not, in either direction, you could be Mechale. But certainly, the more you look at Eid Echad B'Shvua as belonging to the world of Mamon, the more compelling it is to see the second Eid as just that, more Eid Echad, And if you take that view, then, you know, the chiluk to nefashos, right, echad, has no quarter whatsoever, and therefore that you need a din of kat becomes important. Again, you might still say, so maybe there are two dinim in two edim, you know, in mominus. One is the din of kat, because you have a chalos kat. In addition to that, there are two eid echads. That also may be a position, which could explain, you know, why sometimes eid echad, two edim are treated as a kat, and other times, you know, we leave eid echad, you know, intact, you know, as an eid echad. But certainly this connection is very very reasonable. Yeah, Tamar?
Is the right that we're bringing here from the din of Mikil Shen Yochot Shalim by itself?
No.
Something particular to the case of Inkhatu to the
Oh, you mean the Kirai I just brought from Naskar Baba?
Yeah.
Well, let me just backtrack. In yesterday
case,
I mentioned...
In the case of Naskar Baba, add anything
to Mito? Yes. Yes. Mito Shein Yochot Leshalim Mishalim itself is a phenomenon, which we mentioned, I believe, yesterday, and in which there is a debate. When you find yourself in a position of Mito Shein Yochot Leshalim Mishalim, when that is already the... Why should that be true? That's why should it be true that because you can't be Nishba, you should be paying? The maximalist view of that is that because your shvuah was only a ptur or an alternative to tashlumin to begin with, the minimalist view is to say that your inability to be nishba is either suspect or whatever, and that stands on its own. What I'm adding with Naskud Rababa, even though it is a case, is why is Naskud Rababa to begin with a case of Mito Shedi Chalashava Mishalim? Once it is, that it comes under that rubric, right? But why is it mito shenik? Why can't you be nishba in that case? Why can't you just take a shvuah and say in chatvi v'didi chatvi? The answer, according to the Rambam and the Rashbam, is a very mechudash, because in order to take a shvuah and leave it at that, you know, to neutralize an eid echad by taking a shvuah, you need to be savaging him and destroying him. That's separate from... But that's addressing.
How does that show anything about the koach of eid echad?
Because the question is, why should you have to do? Why should I have to destroy him in order to neutralize him? He's only an eid echad. What?
The point is that his eidus stands.
Right, but only if it's eidus, not if it's nemanus. In other words, if I were to take the position that he is basically neman, and he's
why can't it be nemanus?
It's nemanus to be mechayev shvuah. So let me take the shvuah. Well, why do I have to? I can take a shvuah. I can take a very...
Tara says you can only take a shvuah to contradict the
Eid Echad. According to the Rambam and the Rashbam, the Torah doesn't really say. I mean, that's their reading of the Torah.
Right.
So what I'm saying is that gufa presupposes that in principle, in theory, the Eid Echad has the capacity to destroy you unless these kind of conditions...
Why can't it just be that just the koach of the religion neutralize an eid echad is only when he contradicts the testimony.
Well, that would only be true if the echad has a certain standing that I need to neutralize. But if the eid echad's capacity is only... I'm willing to take a shvuah.
But it's simply there's no point of opposition between my shvuah and his aegis. There's no
kasha. Why does there need to be a kasha? There's birur.
Well, it's not
mavar.
I mean, it's still an open question.
There's birur on the case.
It's still an open question who's telling the truth.
Right, but he's being... If put it this way. If I were to say that Eid Echad's koach is to demand... Again, I don't want to get into the detail.
Whatever Eid Echad's koach is...
No, not whatever. That's the question. If Eid Echad's...
But that seems to be perfectly compatible with any interpretation of what the Eid Echad is being mechayev.
I think that's wrong.
Why not?
If the Eid Echad's task is to be mechayev a birur from the nitva to clarify his case. In other words, not just a taina, but a taina, yedei shvua, if it's to impose upon him that additional... in other words, eid echad b'shvua is more in the family, or it's either in an in-between family or more to the, to make it more dramatic, eid echad neman b'surim side. So it requires of me, it doesn't impose any chi of mamon at all. What it does is it imposes a higher... level, in other words, a more demanding birur than the typical taina in Torin Venitan does, namely a birur al yedei shvua to clarify the matzav. So when the nitva, so when the Erechad comes and he witnesses this, you know, watch, you know, transfer, so he imposes on the chotev the clarification responsibility on the level of a shvua. And then the guy comes to Bezdin and he says, in chotfi v'didi chotfi b'shvua b'shem Hashem. So he's done his task. Why does he need to call the Eid Echad a liar? The only reason he needs to call the Eid Echad a liar is if you think that per se, and the Eid Echad doesn't know anything either. But since if there would be two Eidim who would come to court and would testify that, you know, we don't know the story, but we saw the Khatifa, the din of Kazaka, Koma Shatachas Yoda, Marea Shalom, would win the day. Right? So if you want to take it literally, and you want to take it beyond the chovas birur to the point of chovas tashlumim unless he destroys him, then you have Naskar Ababa. So what I'm essentially saying is that if Eid Echad is not mechayiv mamon, then Eid Echad is mechayiv a shvua, i.e. a birur, and there's nothing lacking.
Why, if you don't want to say it's mechayev mamon,
is mechayev a birur?
The only thing they do mechayev is a birur.
Well, what is a shvua?
It's a claim that you can make to refute the Eid
Echad. A claim. It's a higher level claim to justify what has happened here. You are nitva. You're being accused of something. Either you're chayev unless you prove otherwise, or you're chayev to respond to the accusation against you, which is another way of saying.
But to respond to the accusation doesn't necessarily have to be the idea of birur.
Either you're chayiv to be mevarer to defend yourself, or you're
to be makdish the Eid Echad is not a clarification, right? It's not clarifying what happened. You're saying the Eid Echad's a liar,
right? So that's a chiddush that we need you to say that.
But the Torah is not mechayiv you to mevarer what happened. The Torah is mechayiv you to stand up to the preponderance of evidence against you.
The Torah says that if you want to accuse the Eid Echad, if you want to deny the story of the Eid Echad, then in that circumstances we will not be mechayiv yumamon. But anything less than that, we will be mechayiv yumamon. That's the chiddush of the Rambam and the Rashbam, as opposed to, again, other readings of that Gemara. What I'm saying is that that is compatible with the view that default an Eid Echad has the capacity to make you guilty unless there's a proviso to avoid that, and that is to go for the jugular. Had the chiyuv been that, you know, instead of a typical toein v'nitan, this nitan needs to be on a higher level to be mevarer with greater clarity by virtue of the fact that it's shua, then you've done that by saying, I did take his watch. I did take the watch that he was wearing, but it's my watch. I'm being mevarer. Okay. I think that's another pasha. Anyways, just to finish it up with a few other points. So Josh mentioned to me, yes, it was on my list. There's an interesting debate in the Achronim regarding Eid Echad b'hazama, right? That's what happens if you, let's say you are involved in a din Torah with a chashud, right? And there's going to be, or shneim chashudim, whatever it's going to be, right? Or there's no shekeneg, no nishba, no tel. The result of your Eid Echad testimony is going to be that he's going to lose $100, right? What happens in those circumstances? And then it turns out that you're an Eid Zomim, right? So what happens in those conditions? Is there a din of asisa lo kashas ab lasos lachiv, and he's going to pay $100, which is what he imposed on the other fellow, or not? Okay. So that is the ksos in Simin Lamed Ches, the last sikkot. I think it's. What is it? Looks like it's hay. And so says, Eina meyed l'chayiv shvuah v'lo ha'yachal yishava mishum sh'ayah chashud o shetan eini odeya b'inyan din eskayiv l'shalem mishum din toshet echal yishav m'shalem v'huzam mishayich be'kasha zamam. So he says, l'chor mashma b'divrei tosas l'shayich b'zeh kasha zamam. The tosas b'av metziah is trying to make a diuk. It's not so clear. Ayin per kamad b'av metziah. And so on. So, because Shehuzam ain't a chumra lefisha beidusa in a mechayva mamon in a dachad. Mashma dehechen a mechayva mamon, shaykh bekasha zamam. Ella shalibi mahases the kroxix kiksiv kasha zamam bishne edem udeksiv. Miu dina de garmi shaykh gam beidachad. So this is an interesting discussion that goes. It doesn't have to be about this question, but it certainly is very compelling to think that it is. Now, it could be it's just exeris kasuv that the Torah in Hazama in the Chabalah Chidusha is speaking about Shnayim Edim. And the other, in the other direction, you might say, even if you're Mechayiv him, Ayidei Garmi, or it isn't Edus, it's the lack of responding to the Shvua that's the Mechayiv of Mammon. Maybe that's still, he's a troublemaker, and he still caused a loss, and maybe that's Kasha Zamam. So there would be a reason, you know, again, on all sides, to say that there's no Hazama, or that there is Hazama. But certainly, the more you think that the Chiyuv, Eidachot B'Shvua, the Eidachot, in other words, B'Mamon, is a din of Eidus, not just of Nemanus, and that the Shvua is either an alternative Chiyuv, or a kind of a mamonus type chiyuv or a ptur. Those are three different formulations also. I just don't want to get into it right now. As opposed to just being a chiyuv levarer or lefayes, which, you know, is another possibility, and which is some rishonim, or kedei lehodos, you know, which is kind of an offshoot of that as well. The more you think that this is the case, the more comfortable you would be with thinking that the din of Hazama, which certainly in its classic application is applicable to Eidus, is going to apply to Eidach HaBishua. Similarly, there's a discussion between the Ksos and the Sivas, and then the Ksos hits back in the Meshovev to Sivos. What will happen when you have Eidus in a matter of Iser? Let's say two Eidim come and they are made that this person, was menasech the yayin, let's say. Okay, so, or he did an act of avoda, you know, and so on. So the Ksos and Nesivas, and then the Ksos back, and the Meshov and Nesivas has this discussion, is there Hazama only in Eidus Bebezdin, or in theory, even in, you know, Eidus Iser? And what about where you don't need Eidus Bebezdin, but you have Eidus Bebezdin? Is there a chalos Eidus Bebezdin legabe hazama? So this is something that needs to be integrated with the discussion also of Eidach HaBishvua. But certainly, once again, it's one of these issues. A question? No? Okay, good. So that's another example. The Beis Halevi that we mentioned earlier in the year is another example. There are numerous ones. I'm just mentioning ones that mostly we're familiar with. The Gemara says later on, we talked about this a number of times, that, in a situation, that's the Gemara Mem Gimel, that, there's no Hazama in certain cases of Eidus Sota, because, you know, the Eidim can always say, La'osral Bala Banu, right? So unless you eliminate the la'osral bala banu, it's going to be eda she'iyata yachal lahazima on the misa side of it. That's what the Gemara says. So the Beis Halevi, as part of his back and forth with the Nota Bihuda on that issue of drisha v'chakira that we've mentioned a number of times, and part of that shaklavataria, so he says, why he raises the question according to Rabbi Nassan. Right? What does Rav Nassan hold? Shmuley? We're going to discuss Rav Nassan in just a minute, but Rav Nassan and the Flamid.
He holds that when it comes to Rishon Lishon, it's Haggadah.
Haggadah,
you don't need
two together, correct. Shomin Dvarav Shal Eid Echad Hayom, right? Vishal Chaveiro Lemachar. So the Rabbeis Halevi says, I don't understand, according to Rav Nassan, right, every time, let's say you have two Edom and they come together, it should always be Edus Yatayachal Azima. Right, because since they didn't come together, so the first guy will say, you know, lo basi l'chayiv mamon or whatever, basi l'chayiv shvua. Right? Just like you could say l'osra bala banu, you know, maybe you could say, you know, l'chayiv mamon banu, or basi. Sorry, that's me. Basi, that's the point. Yeah. So the Beis Halevi's answer to this question is no. The chiyuv shvua is not like la osra al bala, because the chiyuv shvua really is just a p'tur for the chiyuv mamon. So you can't say l'chayiv shvua basi. Really, you're saying l'chayiv mamon ba, just that there's a p'tur shvua. The Rav is the same name as father. A different answer to this question. That's why I mentioned it earlier in the year, because I think it highlights, you know, the filing ideal, which I'm very fond of and which I've kind of extended quite significantly, namely the idea of Kabbalah Seidus. Moshe Soloveitchik is to say that the difference is that when it comes to L'Osra Bala as opposed to, you know, Dine Nefashos, right, those are different, two different Kabbalah Seidios, basically, two different kinds of cases. But when it comes to Shvua and Mamon, that the Eidus is on the Chiyuv. It's about whether he owes money. The consequence in one case may be Shvua, in the other case may be Mamon, but the Kabbalah's Eidus, the way I'm interpreting Kabbalah's Eidus, you know, you take this, you file it under Chiyuv Mamon. Oh, we now have a piece of evidence, right, that A owes money to B. You don't file it under the chiyuv shvua. There is no chiyuv shvua file, right? There's a chiyuv mamon file. That's not the same as what the Beis Halevi said. Beis Halevi was saying the erechad's chiyuv is really a chiyuv mamon with a p'tur shvua. And what Moshe Soloveitchik was saying was, even if that's not true, right? The kabbalas edus. Forget about what you did. The kabbalas edus is what's important. How Bezin hear it? What they're interested in? They're not interested in the measly chiyuv shvua. Right, just a chiyuv levarer, or even as a p'tur mamon, that's not what they're interested in. They're interested in gathering together evidence. That's why it's so connected to the problem of davar v'lo chatzi davar, and the capacity of Bezdin, you know, to put together a case as opposed to just to decide on a case that's fully, you know, presented to them. But in any case, this is another example or another issue where the status of shnayim edim and eid echad, How big a gap? And that, of course, gets us to, in my opinion, you know, that gufa, you know, depends on how you understand the Shaka Vatarya, both of Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. So we read it yesterday very quickly, but let's just look at it again very quickly. Yaakov, if you don't mind, you think you read it yesterday, so we'll leave it in your capable hands. Right, so you have two Edus Miuchedeses, one in the Re'iya, and the other in the Haggadah. And you might be mechalik between them, but you can totally, you know, predict and anticipate that the question of putting together two Eid Echads in Dine Mamonis as opposed to a Kat is going to be very relevant both to Re'iyas Ha'edus and to Haggadah's Ha'edus, and the extent to which they need to be a team, a unit, you know, Meirosh. Again, that doesn't mean you can't be mechalek, but certainly it's very logical to think that these things are connected. So how does it go? Go ahead.
Kufa. Le'olam eini dusan mitzderefes, ad shiiru shneim ke'echad, Yerushua ben karcha omer, filu b'zeh achar zeh. Ma'ikam mefligi, yibayis eima kra, yibayis eima svara, yibayis eima svara, amone de kamas yidhai, lo kamas yidhai, umone de kamas yidhai, lo kamas yidhai.
Now, is that really true? So again, there are two types of Eidus Miuchedes, right? There is the Eidus Miuchedes of Halva Achar Halva, and then there's the Eidus Miuchedes of, you know, Ra Echad Michalon Zeh, right, Vi Echad Michalon Zeh. Each one is a different challenge, right? The challenge in Hoda Achar Hoda, Halva Achar Halva, is why would anybody think that that should be Chayiv? Right, you know, basically have, you know, well, we'll get that in a second. The problem in Ra Echad Michalon Zeh Ve Echad Michalon Zeh is why would anybody think that that should be Potter? Okay. But either way, go ahead. What's the response?
V'idach amone be'olma tarvayu k'misad.
Yeah. So is this going on the more radical Eidus Miuchedes, or even, you know, the more moderate one? I'll leave that, you know, for the moment. But, you know, for both, the point may very well be that if we look at Eidus and Dinei Mamonis as a kat, right? So then even, you know, Ra Echad Michalon Zev or Ra Echad Michalon Zev perhaps, you know, is a problem in that, you know, they didn't see it as a kat. We also have to figure out how important Shas Ru'iyah is to Eidus, and we're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes also. That's the next topic. But basically, the characterization of, you know, amanu dekamaset hai, lo kamaset hai, amanu dekamaset hai, lo kamaset hai, might even be extended to ro echad michalon zeh, ro echad michalon zeh, in the sense that, you know, you don't have a re'iya betoras kat, even if you know you're talking about, you know, the same thing. On the other hand, if the combination of two eid echads is all that you really need in Dinei Mamonis, will you even go so far as to say that halva chahalva amana bi'alma travayu kamisadi, meaning that it's just like you don't need a kat, you don't even need a single source for the chiyuv. The common denominator of the chiyuv is sufficient as well. The chovas hagavra is sufficient. So what difference does it make whether Ruvain knows that, you know, that Shimon owes Levi $100, you know, and from loan that took place on Monday, and the other aide knows it from a loan that took place on Tuesday. It's still true that both of them are being made, that Begavra, right, Ruvain owes Shimon $100. So, again, the more you think that there needs to be a kat, unity, two people speaking with the same voice. Again, it's not impossible to be cholek with this, but obviously you could say, oh, well, you need a kat, but a kat on the chiyuv. But the point I'm trying to make is that if you are artificially putting together two eid echads, of course you could draw the line at two different mechayvim, you know, in a common denominator, chovas hagavra, but it's going to be much easier since in any ways you are, you know, you're adding the two aids together, so maybe even across a chiyuv. Whereas, if you really think that you need kat achas, even if, you know, there's ways of determining that ra echad michalon zev or ra echad michalon zev are talking about the same case, right, it's still not a kat on the re'iya level. Okay. V'bay se makra, v'ksiv, v'hu eid ora yada, right? Go ahead.
I'm Masha Shinemar, lo yakum eid, in yodea shehu echad, matam lomar echad. Zebana av kol mak mishenamar aid hari kan shnayim ad shifur lechal kasuv echad. Rechmanu lashon chad lemeimar aid.
No, ad chazu.
Ad chazu tarvayhu kechad.
Yidach. Yidach. So again, in this second part also of the it's not definitive, but when the Gemara says v'afker rechmanu b'lashon chad lemeimar ad chazu tarvayhu kechad. And then the other one says, no, this is a fundamental argument about two eid echads versus a kat. Or no, both are saying two eid echads, you know. And but even if it's two eid echads, they still need to be a mitzaref, right? And that's harder to explain. Or both think that there's a kat. And even if it's mikol makom, in that you can be mitzaref to a kat, right? Hard to know, but certainly the language of the, you have to look at the language of the Mefarshim al Atar, but certainly the Shak Levitarya is very suggestive. It breaks down very nicely as being about this issue. Even more so, the language of Rav Nasa. Go ahead.
The Enig Dizim Eskayim is based in Ashiya Yidu Shnehen Ke'echad. Rav Nasa Nomer, Shomin Dvarav Shelzeh.
Shelzeh Ayom.
Ayom. Uchsheva Chaveh, Uchsheva Chaveh Olamachar Shomin Dvarav.
Yeah.
Maike Mefligay. You buy same as far, you buy same a kra, you buy same as far, Mar Savar Eidachad, ki asi, l'shua asi, l'mona, lo asi.
Yeah.
Yidach.
So what is that, Mandamar, saying? That there's a gap between Eidachad b'shvua and Eidachad b'momon. And the best way to explain it is that when it comes to a when it comes to mamon, you need a kat. When it comes to shvua, it's enough to have an eid echad. You can't be mitzarif two eid echads, right? I would add, by the way, that you know what we said, or what the Beis Halevi suggests, which is there's no problem with Rav Nosson, because Rav Nosson thinks that eid echad, you know, Rav Nosson will just tell you that the chiyuv shvua, that the shvua is just a patur mamon, and it's really a chiyuv mamon. You might say that, you know, to support the Beis Halevi, even if that isn't true, you know, for others, maybe it's particularly true for Rav Nosson, because the whole point of Rav Nosson is that two Eidim are two Eid Echads, right? And that, you know, even though Eid Echad is L'Shvua Asi, that's not in any way an obstacle, you know, to being Motzi Mamon Ayidei Shnayim. So if the Beis Halevi's comment is not mitkabel adat across the board, per se, it certainly resonates very strongly with Rav Nosson, who he's trying to solve in particular. Okay, just as it would maybe if we were talking about Rav Yeshua ben Karcha or anybody who thinks that it's miuchedes is going to be effective. Okay, v'idach. What does the other one say? Yeah, so what is that? So here again, it's an open question. Are we saying that, listen, what are you talking about? They're not, you know, there's no ventriloquism and there's no, Efshel Etzamtzem here. So, of course, when two Eidim come, you know, they're two Eid Echads. Right? If you say this, you're probably going to say this even in the Fashos. Maybe in the Fashos, you could take the view that it's not a kat, but it's two Eid Echads, too. We said what we said for Tosis in Rabbi Yossi, right? You know, all bets are off if you don't interpret like Tosis. All bets are off la halacha that we paskin like Rebbe against Rabbi Yossi. That might mean that kat is kovei and mominous, and it might mean that two Eid Echads is sufficient, you know, for in the Fashos. So is that what we're saying here, that you always have to be mitzaref to eid echads, or at least in mamonis, you always have to be mitzaref to eid echads? Or are we saying that, you know, it's a kat? The fact that they, you know, that the maisa hagada is not bevas achas, you know, is irrelevant, because either way you're going to have to be mitzaref to create the kat. So in Achanami it's a kat, even in mamonis, but, you know, it's not in any way affected by Shomim Dor Shel Echad Ayom, the Shomim Shel Chaveiro Lamachar. It would be very intriguing if somebody was going to be mechalik between Mamonis and the Fashos. Well, we are mechalik between Mamonis and the Fashos regarding Eidus Miuchedes, as we know. Would you be mechalik between Mamonis and the Fashos regarding Rav Nosson, right? And especially if you could figure that out according to Rabbi Yossi. Yeah. So, Iboy Se Makra. Yeah, so that's already more a different issue, and that's going to be important for us in terms of the relationship between Re'iyah and Haggadah in Eidus in general, which is why I wanted you to read it, but not so much in terms of the question that we're talking about right now, which is, you know, two Eid Echads, an Eid Echad is half a kat is two Eid Echads, a kat is a kat, Eid Echad is an Eid Echad, chiluk between mamonis and nefashos, and so on. Okay. I hope we'll get to it, but I just want to, you know, get it out there just for a second. And that is, even though we, you know, do paskin like Rebbe, is there echo of Rabbi Yossi anywhere else? Okay. And in particular, I think I already mentioned in Shtaros, there's this view of the Gaonim that seems to say that Eidus Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula does not apply. Put it this way. There's evidence in Shas that the typical din of Eidus Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula does not apply in Eidus Bishtar. Mostly, the Balitosis and the Chachmei Svarad neutralize that evidence by telling you that, yeah, you know, when it comes to Shtaros, people sign on, you know, out of Kavod in some cases, meaning there are other reasons, technical reasons, why the typical, in terms of their kavana, why we don't apply the typical rules of batla mitzvah, batla kula. The Mosim of the opinion that fundamentally, at least, batla mitzvah, batla kula applies. Lu yitzuyar, you can pin down some things to edus shtar, as it does to edus alpeh, b'mominus and b'nefoshos, as we hold like Rebbe and so on. However, there's this view in the Gaonim. It's also quoted in Aliyas Rabbeinu Yonah in Bava Basra. That's what I wanted you to look at in Otzar Gaonim in Sanhedrin, just to get it on the record now very quickly. And that is that, no, fundamentally, and this works nicely with Reb Chaim, a little bit in the Chibur, especially in the stencils of Kiddushei Hagrach HaLashas, in his discussion of Bava Basra, of Milo Bekrovim and Batla Matosa Batla Kula and Shtaros, but it's going beyond that. There's this view in the Gaonim that fundamentally we don't say Batla Matosa Batla Kula in Shtaros. And if you look at the language, I don't know if anybody got a chance to read it yet. Anybody yet have a chance? The language of the Gaonim actually, I noticed, is a quote of the language of Rabbi Yossi. Anybody have it? No? Nobody has it with them? Okay. Well, when you get to it, you'll see it. Tiskaima Edus Bishar. And I think that the explanation has to do, this is a Shtaros issue a little bit. You know, we know that the Edus of Shtaros works differently. We're not going to go into that vast topic right now. But, you know, it's all based on, you know, Reish Lakish. Eda Maksim Malashtar Nasik Mishanechkra Edusam Bebezdin. Certainly the way Reb Chaim understood it and has its roots in the Rishonim is that the, you know, the Edim Shebishtar is a different kind of Edus. And the idea that they aren't, as living, breathing people, they don't really know what happened here, or if they do, it's just a coincidence. They signed the Shtar in advance of the Maisa, at least they could have. And it's basically, you know, Cheftza Shel Edus Biyad Bala Shtar. It's not Edim. So the idea that you don't look at the two Edim who are signed on the Shtar as a kat, but you look at them as, you know, two Eid Echads in a way that are, or at least you look at them as the you know, a kind of a tool of the Bala Shtar who's creating the Edus, and that therefore, you know, Rabbi Yossi's chiluk resonates even for Rebbe. That becomes a very important idea, and I hope to elaborate if we have more time, but you should just be aware of it. Regarding the question of, again, of Eid Echad and two Eid Echads as a result, the one other thing I wanted to mention was the Sugya and Shuas. Yeah, Shua?
Yeah, just, the Rambam also uses the Lashon of
Yeah.
Kind
of
Eidus
Bishar,
but he seems to call like a flexible reason.
Yeah, go ahead.
So,
The question, what does Rambam mean by the Efshar? But I think that the Rambam was aware of the Shitas HaGaonim, and therefore he borrowed the language. That's my personal theory. But in Ochanami, he's trying to downplay it. But if we get to the Rambam, I'll try to discuss it in more detail. I'm not sure if we'll have time now but to do that, but 100%. So, again, one other one I wanted to mention, or two others, just very quickly, is the ones in Shavuos.
Don't you have to say that's far even for the Rambam?
The what?
Why else
did
you have a presumption that they signed separately?
Say again?
Well, I mean, why could Rambam rely
on the Efshar? That's what I mean by the Efshar.
So you have to even assume for the Rambam because it's technical.
I don't know if you have to, but I think it works out better. That's what I meant a second ago when I said that you have to understand what the Efshar is based on, and is it really a suffix? That's a big discussion in the Rosh Hashanah. I personally agree about it. I think that's what it is. And again, it works in very nicely with Reb Chaim's analysis, but we'll get back to it. That's kind of what I'm getting to. The two sugyas, two more sugyas in Shavuos, very quickly. One is the sugya Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Shai, you got a chance to see it? Lamed Beis Amid Aleph? No? David?
No.
Isaac? Yosef? People are boycotting Shavuos. I think we said we were going
to
say
it. We want to learn next year. Right?
We're learning next year. Yeah, it's a good, it's a terrific name.
What was the question?
The Gemara and Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in Shavuos.
Yeah, about
Shavuos Eidos. Shavuos Eidos. Well, that saying is about Shavuos Eidos is pretty good. I mean, the parak's about Shavuos. Excellent. The Gemara is a Havamina that there's a machlokas whether. What? What?
I don't know.
What? Yeah, I want the Rimigash. What are you saying? That you know the Rimigash?
I don't know.
Yeah, what does the Rimigash say?
It was everything.
Yeah, that's the default. It's like the Eidecha B'Shua, you know, according to the Rambam and the Rajbam. Yeah, so that's the default. So what is the Gemara there about?
The Gemara is 2 days, whether an Eidecha could be Chayav Shavua Zedos.
If an Eidechad is Mechayiv Shavuos Eidos, the Korban Shavuos Eidos, or not. So originally the Gemara says that the Machlokas is Talui, whether it is Mechayiv Mamo. So Rashi there, I think I mentioned the Rashi yesterday, Rashi says what? Yeah, which is a startling Havamina. And already, you know, again, you can say, okay, fine, but we don't accept it. Good. Again, put it together with the Rashi in Kiddush and Samachem and Aleph. Right, that Eidechad B'Shavua is a good reason to say also in Davar Shebe'erva, right? So Rashi's just looking around, you know. He's kind of on the prowl for upgrading, you know, Eidechad B'Shavua. Anyways, what does Rimigash say? Tamar?
Who? Rimigash says, because Roy Litzari is with another Rimigash.
Correct. That's the language, that's what the Rimigash says. So that is a very fascinating... now, which is more Mechudash, Rashi or the Rimigash? The answer is... On the level of subtlety, the Rimigash, right? Meaning, the Rimigash is much less ambitious in explaining that Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara never thought that Eidechad is Mechayiv Mamon directly, right? According to Rashi, they really thought that. That's more spectacular. But what is more spectacular in the Rimigash is that the capacity to be Bitstaref with another aid. Right, is reflective of this aid status. Right? And that surely, again, you could say, oh, that's all rejected in the Maskana. Pashtus is, it's not enough for Korban Shavuos Eidos, but the idea that there are Eid Echad is, you know, so what's the Gemara saying? That Eid Echad is half a kat? Or more likely, that a kat is 2 Eid Echads? Right? So that is a terrific line. In the Rimigash. So just to add to that and just to whet our appetite for, you know, Junesman and for, you know, Perek Zaborer, I think as, you know, we've mentioned probably, that in the sugya of the Yerushalmi actually, I mentioned it because we talked about Kibbul Alai earlier in the year. We talked about the Ramban al Torah and the Kiddush Aran, right? That's when, if there are limits on Kibbul Alai and they're not based on kind of an asmachta, then they imply a rehabilitation, right, being machshir. So one of the things I mentioned is that there's an interesting Yerushalmi, right, Robbie?
Ramban
Shuas quotes Alam and Hayetz Yerushalmi in Shuas Eidos, and in the fourth parak of Shavuos. Fir Makabal Eidechad is Yichayiv Korban Shuas Eidos, right? So that's a very fascinating question. Again, you could say that, you know, the Havamina of the Yerushalmi is that a Korban Shavuos Eidos is very driven, very pragmatically driven, like, you know, like we said, is a possibility in Hazama. Meaning, if the Lemaisa, he could affect the case, and he's silent, then he's, you know, Goreim Hefsed Mamon, and that's enough to be Chayav a Korban Shavuos Eidos. But the Pashtus, that's very difficult. Pashtus is that Korban Shavuos Eidos is a din in a formal shame aid. So, you know, if you're going to it seems like what you're saying is that Kibbul Alai is Machshir, you know, whoever it is. So again, the Yerushalmi discusses Korov, Pasul, Eid Echad. If you're Mechalek, though, you know, that would be very fascinating. You know, the more we think that something is a, you know, a kind of a technical ikuv, you know, but there is really a shame. If there's a shame aid for an Eid Echad, even though he can't be Mechayiv Mamon, then it, you know, the Kibbalah is just extended. Oh, so there's no Petur Shvua? Great. We're dropping the Kibbalah is to drop Petur Shvua, or to drop savaging him, you know, and destroying him, you know, because it's a mutually exclusive, you know, fight, you know, to the finish. Okay. Very easy to say that that's, but a shame aid he has, right? So you have the mamon part, you've dropped the patur part, and you have a shame aid. So the question which you have to investigate there is, you know, the difference between different kiblo alai possibilities regarding a korbitchus edus and the possibility that it reflects that there really is a shame aid. Yeah?
Just go back to the Rimei Gash for a second. The Rambam you alluded to yesterday, like the Rambam Keset Mishnah,
mm-hmm.
I also thought like that.
You're talking about the one about Kshayrim?
Yeah. Because he says,
in Parakei.
Contrasting it, so he says, Kutzmei Rechot Shal Shvua, She'imachai Mishal B'Yiz Kasher.
Yeah, that, I wanted to mention that. I've always thought that that's the influence of the Rimei Gash and the Rambam. That's what he's saying.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. That was on my list. I thought always that the Rimei Gash's formulation in Shavuos is the inspiration for that line in the Rambam.
Then he continues with the current apostle. Who's that, man?
I think maybe. I'll get to that. I hope I'll get to that. But yeah, I think that's possible too. So, okay. So that's all very well and good. Now we paskin like Rebbe, as I say, and the question is, there are really three options. One is to say, you know, there are two dinim. There's a din of a, you know, Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi was right, even according to Rebbe. In a dome, dine mamonis a dine nefashos, right? There's a din of kat and there's a din of two eid echads, but batel matasa batel kula maybe applies to both. Again, is there a chalos kat and a chalos two eid echads even in mamon according to Rebbe? Maybe, but certainly he might maintain the distinction between mamonis and nefashos and say, however, you know, in both cases, you have batel matasa batel kula. Or is Rebbe really telling us that, you know, even the fashos is two eid echads, or even mamonis is kat? Hard to know. Very hard to know. We're also informed of something else, and that's why I wanted to go back to the idea of the shtaros, where, you know, there is a miskayim ha'edim b'shar, and again, I think the Rambam was inspired by the language of the Gaonim, and maybe even by, you know, fine-tuning their din, or explaining their din in a different way. But the idea that, you know, even Rebbe will go back to, you know, Rabbi Yossi, works, of course, better if we think that what he's saying is, yes, you do need a kat for Batla Mitzvah Batla Kula, which anyway is a very compelling idea because it's better as an integrated unit where there's a problem as opposed to individual Edim, but by virtue of their common status as Edim, they're infecting each other even though they're not really working together, although you may have to say that, but it's less attractive to say that. So the idea that, well, you'll still have Edus Bishtar where, you know, you have two eid echads, even though it works, or the equivalent of two eid echads, where you don't have an integrated unit at least, and there you're not going to say batla batasa batla kula, works very nicely. So we're saying, yeah, in mumminus, you know, maybe there are two dinim, or even, you know, there's a din of kat, but not in shtaros. Okay. Either way, it raises the interesting question, when we back up again for a second. What needs more tziruf, right? A kat or two eid echads? That's a trick question, right, Jonathan? This is a trick question. That's what I'm asking to you. Now, I mean, like you're, you know, a hypothetical, you know, physics person. So, what needs more tziruf? A kat or two Eidechats?
I would say Chod is more of a bound state, and two Eidechats is more of a scattering state.
Say again?
From a physics perspective, I would say a Chod is more of a bound state, as opposed to a scattering state.
Okay, nice. Very nice. Definitely some, you know, some college credit there. Definitely Torah-Mada credit, for sure. Right? We've been looking for somebody to pick up Yosef's mantle, you know, in the physics arena. So, we'll be calling on you, you know, in the future, you know, as well. So the answer, so why is that a trick question? That seems pretty clear. You need more tziruf to create a unit, like a kat, than you do, you know, to have a loose federation, right, of, I'm giving a humanities, you know, formulation, but, you know, the equivalent of what you said. But the reason it's a trick question is because, Noah, why is it a trick question? Because what happens once you get back to the problem of batla matzasa, batla kula? More easily or in a cot?
More easily in two Eidechats.
Yeah?
I thought we said yesterday that the second Eidechat would be contaminated as well.
No, what I was trying to say yesterday for Rabbi Yossi was that there's no way to so much Matasa Batal Kula and Mominus, because all you have is a loose federation, or maybe not even that, all you have is two Eidechats. So each Eidechat is an Olam Bifnei Atzmo. And, what happens, one man's infection, I can be quarantined against the other Eidechot. We don't have to get too close, right? The response to Rav Nosson notwithstanding, right? But if it's a kat and it's a unit and there's a problem in there, you know, then the kat is infected. There aren't any individuals, right? There's a pgam in the kat. The point I'm trying to make is that with regard to creating, right, the unit, if you need a kat, then the level of tziruf required is more intense. But at the same time, in explaining batla mitzasa, batla kula, right, the need for the tziruf explanation needs to be more compelling, ironically, when you're trying to put together two Eidechats. Because if they are an island, each one is an island, each one's an Eidechat, so how does it even work? In other words, Batla Matasa Batla Kula in a Kat isn't a posel, it's a psul. And Batla Matasa Batla Kula in two Eidechats is a posel. It's a communicable, you know, disease that somehow the common denominator of what they're doing, or the looseness of their federation notwithstanding, it's still enough of a federation that it's posel. Oh. So why is this important? This is important because we want to try to figure out what the conditions for batla matzasa batla kula are, and we also want to figure out what the conditions of creating a shem eid or eidus is, and we also want to know whether or not they are one and the same. Namely, the conditions that combine for batla matzasa batla kula and the conditions that generate a shem eid or a kat of eidus. Right? So, is it enough just, you know, to be roeh? Do you need kavana lahoid? Do you need, you know, involvement in the case like hasra? Right? Do you actually need to get together in bezin, haggadah? Do you need, you know, ri'iya or haggadah, you know, kiachas, right? Rav Nosson and Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, right? What is it that is responsible for batla matzasa batla kula? What level of cohesion? And what is the hagdara of simply of an aid? So, ironically, where we have two opposite, you know, positions for Rabbi Yossi. Let's start with Rabbi Yossi. If you take Rabbi Yossi, because we have two statements of Rabbi Yossi in the sugya that we're dealing with, right? The first one is that Rabbi Yossi is mechalik between mamonos and nefashos, And the Rebbe is the one who added the comment, Shai, that what? Yeah, and that you need Hisrubahem. So it sounds like Rebbe is the one who is demanding, you know, some cohesion, whereas Rabbi Yossi doesn't say anything about it. On the other hand, right, you know, two hechatimtzis down, or the, you know, skipping a hechatimtzi, the next hechatimtzi in the Gemara, we have this comment of Rabbi Yossi, that what? That Hasra requires Hasra Yedeidim. Right? And we just don't know what to do with that. What does that, you know, how does that fit in with the Rabbi Yossi of before? Right? So one could have said that these two Rabbi Yossis have nothing to do with each other. And one is about Tziruf Lekat and Batla Mektasa, Batla Kula. And as far as that is concerned, Rabbi Yossi is a minimalist. Meaning, you know, it's hard to explain how he would be a minimalist, but for whatever reason, once, let's take the Tosis view that we've been developing, once there is a kat, whatever creates a kat, once there is a kat, so there's going to be batla mitzasa, batla kula, you know, because it's a pgam, it's an internal pgam. I, to create the kat, would seem to require more tziruf. Rabbi Yossi's not weighing in on that. That's you know, maybe it's a strange irony. That's why I said before, it wasn't just a theoretical, it is an abstract question, but it wasn't a meaningless question, hopefully. Or an inconsequential question. I said, like, who needs more? The answer is, for Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, Rebbe needs more. Right? The you know, the individual Edim theory needs more. For creating the Kat, you know, to begin with, forget about Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, just to be a Kat, you might think that Rabbi Yossi requires more. So if somehow you can ignore the second and just focus on the first, then everything is fine and good. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't require much. And indeed, we'll see in a moment, Rashi in Makos, the Rashbam in Balabasra, Kuf Yud Aleph, Rashi Makos Vav, Amud Aleph. Tosfos is reading in Balabasra of Rabbi Yossi, is that Rabbi Yossi requires less than anybody, right, to be an aid. Never mind, Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. All you have to do is exist and be in the right place at the right time. If you're there and you're Roel, according to Rabbi Yossi, you're in. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, it seems like more is required, you know, or Rebbe, more is required than that. But then the question is, what do you do with Rabbi Yossi who says that the Edim have to give the Hasra? Ah. So what indeed, what do you do with that? You might say that that's a din in Dine Nefashos, that's a din in the Onesh, that's a din in the Avarian. Nothing to do with the Edim, right? So, you know, we do find, after all, that even according to the Chachamim against Rabbi Yossi, that we need a Hasra of a certain stature, right? Not, you know, the two Edim, right? But maybe more than just the words of Hasra. Tosin Makos and Vav Med Beis, Dibur Maskel, right, Hu Vehein Neragin, right, seem to indicate that even the Cholkim Keneged Rabbi Yossi require at least one aid be giving the Hasra. Not so obvious. Other Rishonim disagree. Like, what do we care? It's not a din in the shame aid, clearly, because otherwise you'd need both, at least. You need at least two. But the point is, and we spent enough time in Hasra to understand where this is coming from, right? You know, to be mekabel Hasra and say afal pichein or whatever, matar atzma lemisa, you know, to a person, you know, of stature in the case, is also a level of Hasra, right? So according to Tosis there, even the Cholkim Neged Rabbi Yossi require that one of the Edim give Asra. Fine. The Gilyan in the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin in Har Sugya thinks that, you know, Hasra doesn't require Edim according to the Cholkim Neged Rabbi Yossi, but it does require Ksheirim. Right? That's also an interesting point. If you don't need Edim, what do you need Ksheirim for? Somebody who's Roy La'edus. Okay? He's not an aid. apparently it's a shiur in the status or stature of the Hasra. Tosas and Sota, Zayinu Min Aleph, says that maybe Hasra, you know, doesn't require Eidim, but maybe it requires a Chacham, right? Sefer Mitzvah of Sajigon, Dafka thinks that that Shita of Chacham, of Tosas and Sota, Zayinu Min Aleph, is only Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. Which would then mean that according to Rabbi Yossi, according to his view, you can substitute a Chacham for Eidim. Obviously, that's not a din in Eidus, it's a din in the Hasra. So either you have the people who are, you know, coming to court, they're going to convict you, they're kind of, you know, Yodam, you know, Tia Boba Rishona Lahamiso, or you have somebody, you know, like a, you know, one of the, those, not a truant officer in the community, but, you know, one of those walking Sifrei Torah types, you know, who's giving you Hasra. Either way, it sounds like it's a, but according to Pashtus of Tosin Sota, that, that's even according to the Chachamim. Either way, if you take that view, so Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do, Rabbi Yossi's comment, just like the Rabbanon's, you know, kind of second tier of the same idea, have to do with the quality of the Hasra and the level of merit or follow through, you know, or, and so on. It has nothing to do with the, it's a din in Hilchos Sanhedrin, it's not a din in Hilchos Eidos. Right? However, Tosis in Sanhedrin, Tesamet Aleph, right, the long Tosis, the last third, tells us what, Yonatan? What does it tell us? Yar Tosis, Alatar. Oh, you didn't get that far? I know I'm going a little quickly, but we just, we're running out of time and we want to get these things in. Yeah?
Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rebbe that we require that, basically, that that is relevant. To get shaving, he has to give the...
Yeah. Tosis basically says, right, that the sheet of Rabbi Yossi regarding Hasra is an even stronger requirement than the than Rebbe, right, in connection with Eidos, right? To be an aid, that's what Tosas says. You want to read it, Joey? Nir l'Rajba, umiyu nir l'Rajba, because it doesn't start off this way. But the hanelo parchi ninu, go ahead, Rabbi Yossi al korchach leisle shiyasa aid beriya, alone, even if he was made in the end just on the basis of Re'ia, that wouldn't be enough for Rabbi Yossi. There's a big Chiddush of Tosis. Again, Rashi, Rajbam, Tosim Bal Basra, the beginning of this Tosis, they don't interpret Rabbi Yossi this way at all. They interpret Rabbi Yossi the exact opposite way. Like, he's the most laissez-faire of anybody. You just, you be an aide, just be present. No Kavana, never mind no Hasra, right? Tosis here, the name of the Rash, Mishans, Tosis, according to Rajba, that's the Rash Mishans, saying exactly the opposite. Go ahead, the Rabbi Yossi, go ahead.
Rabbi Yossi, who did Amar Achayu, Pishnei, and Matimbo, did Amar Vesamu, Kumosha, Shnaim, Amy, Koyim, Lahai, Allah, you can't hear Bo, Tak,
Shosha. Whoa! So that, what do you think about that? In the Tosefta that quotes Rabbi Yossi, it's not clear that that should be the case. Is Rabbi Yossi's halacha that you need that, you know, the that two Eidim be Masra, and that's a if it was just a shiur in the Hasra itself, how serious it is, right? So it'd probably be enough to have two. Why do you need all three? But if it's part of the Hagdara of the Eidus, then anybody who's, who wants to be an aid in a Dine Malkus or Defasho's case has to also be giving Hasra. It's part of the Hechsher Eidos, right? This is a Chiddush of Tosis. Chiddush of Tosis is not only that this is a din in Eidos, but it you know, the Hikish Shlosha L'Shnayim is going to apply to this too, right? If it were just a din in Hasra, that wouldn't be the case. Alma, go ahead. Oh, it's a din in Eidos, right? Maybe in the Kat. Ah.
So we
have two opposite views. Can't just read the continue just a minute.
The Kenya Advarim. The Kenya Advarim, Rabbi Yossi, who did Amar
This is also Chiddush. Dimhuzmu kulan. Wow. Right? If there was a hazama, just like you need ad sheyazumu es kulan, you need ad sheyazumu kulan shenasnu hasra. That's a chiddush. That's even an added chiddush. That's a nira. Right? He knows that it's an added chiddush. But if the hagdara of a kat and a shemaid in Dine Nefashos Malkus, where there is hasra, right, is contingent upon hasra, it's a dinan edus, then it's going to apply to Azama too. Keep going.
The law of
Yunin Nifshah
is that the law of Yunin.
So then it's a condition now for Batla Mitzosa Batla Kula. Oh, the Kamar. It sounds like Rebbe was saying, I'm Machmir, you know, for Tziruf, even though you're Rabbi Yossi or not. And again, that's how Rashi and Rashbam and Tosis and the other places, that's how they all learned it. They learned that Rabbi Yossi is the most Makil. Now, Tosis here, the name of the Rash, is telling us the opposite. Rabbi Yossi is the most Machmir. Now, being the most Machmir helps in terms of, well, because Rabbi Yossi requires a kat. Right? Since he requires, especially maybe Tosas Lashitasam and Makos, right? Works nicely. They require a kat. They really require an integrated kat. Okay. Whereas for Rebbe, you require tziruf, right? Maybe also it's a didn't kat. Maybe everything is a kat. Or maybe it's enough to be mitzarif to eight echads, right? So the chiddush is, you just need enough for the batel mitzasa batel kula, not for the kat itself. Maybe. Right? According to Rashi Udime, maybe they're l'shitasam, they don't think that Rabbi Yossi said anything more about a kat than anything. I just said that batel mitzasa batel kula is a special kula in Dine Nefashos, right? It's not really, you know, an infection either. So maybe according to them, it's also l'shitasam, so you don't need anything. Practically, right? It's definitely a posel, but it's not a posel that requires much. Yeah, keep going. Yeah, Trebi Rebbe boy. The Rebbe bin Iskavin Lahoy Bial Masagi. We'll see in Suk Kinemukha Bemakos, especially in a case where there is no Malkus or Misa, and Iskavin Lahoy is enough. Right? Rebbe Yossi. He's admitting that this is pushing it a little bit, but he's saying, well, you know, there's one impression from one Mishnah, and when you put together the evidence, it points to a more complex Shita, right? The Shema, go ahead, Rav Yehuda Pasak Legamri, Rav Yossi. The Rebbe Koi. Yeah. Okay, so the point I'm trying to make is there is a huge debate about what you need either to be, and this is part of what we have to figure out, either for Shem Aid or for some of these demons. Is it enough that there's re'iyah? Do you need kavana lahayid? Do you need hazmana lahayid? Do you need hasra'a? Me giving hasra'a? Do you need haggadah? Where do you draw the line? And the question is, are these also shlavim? These are different stages according to the various required people who require them for being an aid? Or these are shlavim, stages, for some of the dinim of edus. For example, we'll take the three that we're going to discuss, right? What are the three, Joey? Three issues that we're going to discuss quickly. Again, we said Thursday, 10:15. And I want to also discuss, as part of this, the Gemara, at least, again, in Tesla based to Yudam and Aleph, and the, you know, Ploniba, Alishti, and so on, that Chakavatarga with the, yeah, go ahead. The three things. Eidah Shabbat was also about Lakula, which we're talking about now.
Shemeid
Vlagabe. Eidah Shabbat was about Lakula. Shemeid regarding number two. What other topic? What?
Part of
no. No, that's part of what we're talking about. But which halachos? What else? The other two halachos I wanted you to look at in connection. That all Rishonim are mixing up together. At least two of them they're mixing up together. Ein Eid. Nasa Dayan. Right? What does it mean to be an aid legabe the psul of Dayan? And the third one? Babasar Kufchav Ches? Tchiloso? Correct. What constitutes Eidos, right, in all of those three cases? So, you could take the view that all these three depend only on the Shemeid. Whenever you have a Shemeid, that's Koveya for Batla Batasa Batla Kula because it's Posel. There's enough of a Tziruf by the fact that they share a Shemeid. That's enough of a, you know, that already destroys the quarantine. Okay? Eneid Nasa Dayan. Maybe again, it all just depends on the Shemeid. Right? It has to do with wearing multiple hats. Right, you can't be an aid and a dayan at the same time. If formally you're an aid, you can't be a dayan. Right, it's also a self of bekashrus. Also, you can't be pasul. Right, bisman that you have a shame aid, or maybe you need to have a shame aid. You know, mitchila. So one perspective is that all three sugyas, with all of which deal with the Hagdara of Eidos, certainly, are all about shame aid. You can bring proofs back and forth from one to the other. If you're going to debate, you know, what it means to be an aid. Aid is Shas Re'iya or aid is Shas Haggadah. Aid is presence, right? Assuming we're talking about Re'iya. Or Kavana, or Hazmana, right? And then it's going to be across the board. All three are going to be the same. Or, what we might say is that there are two different, or maybe more than two different, there's one issue, and that is what is Koveya the Shemeid. But then each issue has its own added wrinkle. So just very quickly, Batal Mitzasa Batla Kula, we totally understand what the wrinkle is. Maybe it's not enough to be an aid. Maybe you need the Hagdara of a kat. Right? And even if you don't need a kat, maybe in addition to being an aid, there needs to be additional tziruf between the aidim. Right? Even if there still remain two aid echads, if they need to be a kat, then certainly there might need to be more tziruf just to make the kat. Right? Once you have the kat, then it's natural to say batl mitzasa batla kula. If you don't need a kat, but you can have batla mitzasa batla kula as a posel across a dim, the gavra, so you still might say, but not totally disparate a dim. They have to be connected in some way. Maybe they both have to have kavana lahayid. Maybe they have to have kavana lahayid biyachad. Right? Maybe each one has to machshiv the other one, or at least not exclude himself from the other one. Maybe the hasra is the mitzarev. Do you understand what I'm saying? Maybe the haggadah is the mitzarev, even though there's a shemeid already. Batla mitzasa batla kula, either for kat or for itself, in addition to shemeid, may also need a tziruf. Right? Eidnas Adayan. In addition to the shame aid, it very much depends on why ain't Eidnas Adayan. If it's a formal psul about, you know, that's the halacha. You can't wear two, can't be an aid and a dayan. It has nothing to do with functionality, right? Then it depends on the shame aid. But maybe that's not the case. Maybe it's level of involvement as an aid that's important. You know, you can have a shame aid and be a dayan. Maybe you just can't start functioning as an aid and still be a dayan, right? When it comes to Tchilas of Asofa B'Kashrus, there we might say, ironically, unlike the first two, or we're saying maybe you need more than being an aid for different reasons. In one case, because of Tziruf, in the other case, because of whatever it is that clashes with Shem Dayan. In the case of Tchilas of Asofa B'Kashrus, maybe you don't even need a shame aid. Maybe you just can't be Mufka Me'edus. You can't be disqualified from Edus. Maybe the real way to formulate that halacha is that you have to be roi le'edus, not an aid. Or maybe, even more precisely, you can't be pasul le'edus. As long as you're not pasul le'edus, you don't need to be kosher le'edus, and maybe you don't even need to be an aid. That don't sound like subtle chilukim, but we're going to see them. Okay? So what we're going to do on Thursday, starting at 10:15, is we're going to analyze a little bit more, what do you need to be... What level of involvement do you need to be an aid or mitzura fl'edus for these three dinim, and try to compare them and understand them, and in the process also to look at the relationship between batal matzos and batal kulav begavra, nimsachem karva pasul, and it's going to come up in the sugyan yudam and aleph, and bechefza shel edus. Okay, so that's our task.